such a great honor to be here this evening. The devil fought our coming for the meeting, but by the mercies of God, we made it here this evening. I want to quickly begin by saluting our patron in the house, our fathers, who are standing with the fellowship to ensure that it becomes a gateway, an access point through which the counsel of God finds expression in this territory. Thank you very much, sir, for your services to the body of Christ here in Taraba State. I want to salute the leadership of the GCCF for having us here tonight. I trust that the Lord is going to be blessing us immensely this evening. Hallelujah. Came with my brother and friend, Pastor Victor. We'll be here with you for 3 days to have fellowship together. Glory to God. Tonight, we're already out of time. We may not have all the time to establish truth, but we trust God that in the next 15 minutes we'll set the coordinate for the meeting, as we trust God to build on it from tomorrow and next tomorrow. Is your heart open tonight to receive? Just lift your hands toward heaven and speak for it. Perspectives that will be riding on through the course of this meeting. And it's important to keep emotions very calm. You see, the prophet said to the widow, he said, gather vessels. He said, gather not a few. It's important that your heart be open whenever you come for a conference like this. Because the degree to which you can receive is to the extent of allowance that your heart can create. In the next 1 minute, can you ask the Lord to help your heart to receive? Because we may start running when we are not yet ready. He said, gather vessels. Gather not a few. Because when the vessels were filled, the oil in the cruse stopped flowing. Ask the Lord for an enlargement of heart tonight. Let the borders of your heart be enlarged.
worship the Lord. I beheld a vision in the spirit. And I saw us moving higher in the spirit. And I saw a finger. And this finger rested on someone. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, this night there will be prophetic activations. Many of you will become aware of spiritual realities. The spirit realm will become open. Christianity will no longer be a set of rules and regulations. Abrasatataraskataya. Rababa Shamaranda Taraskia. Rababa Sapaparas. Repapado Sotoporia Rahanata. Rabandra Pariata. Ragabondo Paratiasta. Aisha Tatarina. Aya. Vero se prende Teriata. Ele tenesco para dias, racabando parestos, libra cabasa parina taia, ainda le de dedesh, hombre satata caborias, aia, the hand of God is about to rest on somebody. Because I beheld in the spirit and I see the number 8. And the Lord says to me, it's a new beginning. Listen, this one have stayed. Have fulfilled the quota of alignment. And the Lord comes tonight to place oil of relevance on you. And I stretch my hand, dear Holy Spirit. From the left to the right. From the front to the back. Lord, where is the one you are anointing tonight? In the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. The one you are placing the oil of relevance. Touch now. Aya. Aya. Saramana Tatash. Berianda Toriata Tateria Marino Separato Retetene Soprendateria Baria 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 Baria. I stir the waters. I stir the waters. I stir the waters. I say unto you, arise. Just be calm for a moment. Be calm. It's an election. I came to greet you tonight. I didn't come to do so much of a teaching. It's an election of grace. Just lift your hands now. The wind will begin to touch people. The Holy Ghost Himself will pick them. It's an election. I make it happen. I make it happen by the Spirit. I make it happen by the Spirit. I make it happen by the Spirit. I make it happen. The ordinations, the ordinations, the ordinations, the ordinations, the ordinations. Where are the oil of relevance? Picking you from obscurity into light. The oil, the oil, the oil of relevance. The oil. The oil. You ancient Zion's king, but cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You ancient Zion's king, Kadosh. God, you are mighty. is an oil of relevance. It will cause an election that places you struggle, that places you labored, that oil comes to select you out. It comes to pick you out. It's an oil of relevance. Let it be released, Lord.
You are mighty on your throne.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oil, the oil of relevance. The oil of relevance. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
You ancient Zion King, God of
Salibaras, Mariana Tatarababas, Rakamanteria Sabas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want us to keep it calm so we don't get emotional. I want tangible things. Those that the Lord is touching, just help them so that you keep the decorum. Hallelujah. 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 It's not a time to release fire. Those God is touching, just help them, let them be calm so we don't distort the decorum. I am professing something tangible that is happening in the spirit. And the implication of what I'm saying will not be in this hall. You will leave here and discover that there will be a change in status quo. A tangible change. A tangible change. I'm confirming ordinations. As you lift your hands toward heaven now, somebody will sense literal oil on his hand. Listen, this one God wants to equip you for ministry, because your tool in ministry is the oil of healing. Somebody will feel a very hot sensation in your right palm. Another person will feel literal oil. Literal. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let the angels anoint them now. Let the angels help him, help him. I don't want us to get scattered. Just help him. Let the angels anoint them now. Litra, 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 litra. I ask for the fire to tame sicknesses and diseases. The fire, rest on their palms. Rest on their palms. Let the oil of healing begin to rest on the palms. Holy Ghost, Ayatanas, oil, the oil of healing, the oil of healing. I make it happen. I make it happen. I make it happen. Belekana tatash, Riana tatash, Sabaratanas, Eleke descobre Natalis. The oil. Morenete soberete teris. Ah. My God. Somebody is being given a trumpet in the spirit. It's the spirit of prophecy. It's time to tame altars in your families. Altars. Altars. I release it. I release it. I release it. It's a spirit of prophecy to challenge darkness. To challenge darkness. Maledetesh. 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 Give me sound now. Maledetesh. Rianata. Popore. Popore. Rakabande bredegezoria. Barito sapandre peletos. Retete teria Valikondra paras. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ordinations, ordinations. 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 Ordinations call. Ordinations call. Somebody is being removed from one spot of stagnation. Somebody is being removed. And as I speak, I set fire on your legs right now. Come out. 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 Kambra tete robo shabarina. Right then, I set your feet on fire. Who is that one? I set your feet on fire. I set your feet on fire. Come out. Ombere teteresh. Litra fire. Litra fire. Litra fire. Malika baskapamas. Eboronto sebrededesh. River flow, let it under, river flow, in your touch, once again,
let it under,
river flow, river flow, let it under, river flow, in your touch. Once again,
let eternity be
seen. I've seen a comment of indignation. Listen, listen, listen. The things I'm telling you now, don't be moved by what's happening. I don't have time. If I want to set this place on fire, it will take 5 minutes. I don't have time for what's happening here. I'm telling you things that you will go out and you will see it. I'm seeing a garment of indignation being burnt off a young lady. There's been stagnation in marriages in your family. There's been an embargo on marriages in your family. I see that garment being set on fire. And as I speak, by the Spirit of the Living God, in the name of Jesus, that one that is implicated, I set it on fire. I set it on fire. I set it on fire. Let the reproach roll away. Let the reproach roll away. Hey. Let the reproach be lifted. Marina Taparas Gabriela Talis. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can stop the keyboard now. Stop the keyboard. God wants to plant an energy in somebody here. Listen, this is an intercessor. That in recent times you are losing stamina in the place of prayer. I have to stop the sound because it's not emotional at all. Father, who is the intercessor that the devil have brought a garment of heaviness upon? I ask right now, Lord, let there be an installation of spiritual power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch that person now. And let that energy be imparted. I release the energy. I release the energy. I release the energy. Ordination for that intercessor. Ordination. 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 I release the energy. I release the energy. I release the energy. Touch, Holy Spirit. Ordination. 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 The garment of heaviness is removed. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Holy Spirit, tonight once again we ask that you grant us access and wisdom into your realm, that we may look upon your face and contemplate your essence. And on the strength of the heights we'll go through in Zion tonight, we ask, O God, that you will furnish us with the inner capacity required to be witnesses that be born in our territories as a lampstand for the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name.
Ali, 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 hallelujah. Ali, 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 Ali.
Addressing somebody that has a crisis with your tummy. Somebody with a crisis on your tummy. Somebody with a crisis. Just place your hand on the tummy. Somebody with a crisis. I'm seeing something happening to somebody's tummy. I'm trying to find out what it is. But we don't have time tonight. Precious Holy Spirit, I speak life. I speak life. I speak correction now. I speak correction. I speak life. I speak life. Jesus. There are two cases I'm seeing right now. The first person I'm seeing, you have this sensation as if when you eat something very peppish and then you are trying to regurgitate or something and it's coming to your throat, making you uncomfortable. That's the challenge the first person has, and it has been repeated, reoccurring. And then the second person I've seen is as if you have something to do with your menstrual cycle. Precious Holy Spirit, I release life. I release life. I release life. Right now, I command every contradiction in the stomach be addressed. Be addressed. Be addressed. Be addressed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just wave your hand at me. I spoke to you. You are the one I spoke to. No, not everybody. The people that had issues with the tummy, just wave your hand at me. Have you noticed the change? Have you noticed the change? If you have noticed the change, okay, I've seen your hand. Drop them now. If you have noticed the change already, just wave your hand. Let me see. The people I prayed for now, that have issues with their tummy, if it's something you can verify, has there been a change? You had pain or something is gone? Wave at me. You've noticed the change. Any other person? You've noticed the change? You'll be healed but permanently. The plan of the devil will not work. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. What I carried in my spirit is not something I can communicate in 30 minutes. Obviously, they had crisis with logistics, and then we've been seriously delayed. So tonight, I will just tell you what we'll be doing in the course of this meeting. Tomorrow, when we come, I'll be ministering tomorrow for 3 hours. It's tomorrow that we'll have time to open scriptures and then to minister in the spirit. There are many issues that the Lord will be doing in the course of this meeting, ranging from transformation to healing, to activation, both of spiritual gifts and of callings and ordination. Most of you have been yearning to work with the Lord. What you need is fire. And we will come with a tank of fire. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Don't worry. It's better experience than told. Most of you will be filled with a tank of power and a tank of fire from tomorrow. What I carry in my spirit is not something I can communicate in 30 minutes. It will be a waste. I will rush myself and I will not be able to establish truth. But tonight, since our team is the rebirth of Christianity, I'm just going to give you a storyline that will characterize the coordinate of our journey in the course of this weekend. Many don't understand what Christianity is about. The greatest plague of humankind is the lack of understanding of the mind of God and the things that are put in place to ensure that we walk into the experience of what's in the mind of the Father. There are many who lack an understanding of what the mind of God is concerning them and concerning the realm of their dwelling. And many others, they got to a point where they understand what the mind of God is, but they don't have an understanding of what to do in order to walk in the experience of what the mind of God is concerning them. That's the greatest crisis of humankind, and it's the greatest contradiction that challenges our conviction and our faith as believers. There are many who are aware that God is interested in using them. They know for certainty that the hand of God is upon their lives, and what God wants them to do, they are even aware of it. There are many who know that God wants them to walk in leadership. Others know God has called them into the fivefold ministry, either to be apostles, to be prophets, to be evangelists, to be pastors or teachers. Some know that God is sending them into the world in the political setting to be a representative of His reality. But the greatest crisis of their life is their gross inability to realize the possibilities of those great potentials that is on their inside. There are many that you see, the very carriage of themselves is indicative of the fact that they have an understanding that there is something special about them. When they are with people, they seem to want to show off because they know there is something on their inside. But how to give expression to these things in the face of reality, existential realities, become the greatest crisis of their lives. Christianity is the strategy of God to bring in a cure to humanity through the gospel. And Christianity becomes a reality in your life when that which you know is the will of the Father concerning you begins to find expression through your life. You may call yourself a Christian and brag about it and make a religion out of it. But if you are not walking in experience of what is the mind of the Father concerning you, you are self-deceived. You may speak boldly about God, and you may even think that by talking so loud and bold about God, God will be so pleased that He will step out of the boundaries of the laws of the Spirit to bring you intervention. But if you have lived long enough, you will discover that God is not moved because you spoke boldly about Him. That's why most times we go to stand in the public and we talk about our faith. And then when there is a need for us to prove and to demonstrate our faith, that God we spoke so boldly about doesn't show up. And then we go back in our closet and we cry. For some of us, it's not even a challenge to demonstrate God in the natural world. Some of us, it's even a challenge in our own lives. The devil comes to challenge our health, and then we cannot seem to demonstrate
the God that we speak so boldly about. We talk about his love. We talk about his kindness. We talk about his power and his ability. But here the devil comes and plagues us with malaria. As simple as it is, but the ability to demonstrate the power of God that we spoke so boldly will become insufficient. Then we come into a phase of an obvious contradiction. Either that we don't know what we believe, or what we believe is not true. For some of us, the devil comes to challenge us with sin and iniquity. We speak of the power of God to do all things. But here you are, struggling with masturbation for 5 years. Here you are, struggling with immorality for 3 years. Here you are, struggling with all kinds of secret sin. You can't even tell anybody because you look helpless. You go out and you try to make it look as if all is well. But in your heart, you know that you are a slave. What is the cure of the plague of humankind? It's an understanding of the strategy of God called Christianity. Because Christianity is not a religion. It's a divine strategy put together by divine intelligence. And until you understand the intelligence and the power that fabricated that intelligent strategy, you may never walk in the experience of that which is put in place. That's why you read the Bible. The scripture keeps talking about you being the righteousness of God, but you can't understand why you are in sin. That means if you understand the strategy called Christianity, you are supposed to demonstrate righteousness naturally as a lifestyle. Because it's a strategy of heaven to bring fallen humanity back to a place where he has the ability to demonstrate the dimensions of divinity. You read in the Bible said, you are healed. Even go as far as saying, life and immortality have been revealed through the gospel. So the strategy of God for humankind is to walk perpetually in divine health. But when you check, you discover you are falling sick every now and then. The problem is your lack of understanding and grasp of that intelligent strategy. When the gospel is preached, what the gospel comes to do for you is to bring you an understanding, not just of who you are in God, not just of the plan of God concerning your life, but how you should walk into the experience of that which you are told. So what you hear is a gospel when it becomes a reality. That's why Jesus said, he's come to preach the gospel to the poor. For the deaf, Jesus did not say the gospel is English language. He said the gospel is to unstop the deafness. To the blind, Jesus said the gospel is to open their sight. To the heartbroken, Jesus said, is to get healed, to deliver the oppressed. So the gospel is the strategy of the divine to bring you into the experience of what the Father has concerning you. So if you are living today and your life is a contradiction, if you are living today and your life is not an expression of the provision of the will of God concerning you, then the thing is, you have not understood the gospel. And if you have not understood the gospel, the expression of Christianity cannot be found in your life. It is the plague of humankind. We are in church every morning. We take effort to appear nice so that we can cover our obvious limitations. But the truth is that those things we try to cover with suits and gowns, they are not hid in the spiritual realm. If you are living in fear, the prince is in darkness, no. Because fear is a statement in the spirit. If you are living in sin, the prince is in darkness, are aware. Because sin is a statement in the spirit realm. You can cover up with a beautiful suit on Sunday morning, but in the spirit realm, it's a perpetual continuum.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne.
But the same challenges you are going through is the challenges the unbelievers are going through. What then is the difference? We fight in the name of religion. We fight in the name of churches. We fight in the name of pastors and general overseers. But what we should fight about, we don't even know them. What you should fight for, is the experience of the provisions of God that you are lacking in your life. If your crisis is sin, what you should fight for is righteousness. But we are fighting for leadership position in church. We are fighting to defend Omega Fire Ministry, to defend Catholicism, to defend Dunamis, to defend Living Faith. But our crises are not dealt with. That gospel does not come to propagate man. It does not come to propagate a denomination. It comes to propagate the cure of your deficiencies as a human being. Many are fighting for the wrong thing. That's why we remain enslaved. What has God said concerning you? Are you walking in it? That's the proof that you are a Christian. They looked at them in Antioch and they said, "These ones are lead to Christ." You know why? They heard the story of Jesus. They heard that Jesus was a man that spoke to the dead and the dead came back to life. They heard that Jesus was a man that spoke to the deaf and the deafness was unstopped. They heard that Jesus was the man that touched a leprous person and leprous gave way. So when they called them little Christ, they were not calling them little Christ because they looked or they tried to form a fraternity. They called them little Christ because their lives were a revelation, a proof that the Jesus they heard of, they could demonstrate it. But our lives today is a revelation of lack, of crisis, catastrophe. It means we have not understood the tenets of Christianity. In the course of this meeting, we are going to be explaining what Christianity is about. What's in the heart of Christianity? I wish I had time tonight. I would have just touched the cross. There are 12 pillars that form the bedrock of Christianity. Many don't know it. But the central goal, the central essence, the central pillar that holds Christianity together is the cross. We carry it as crucifix about, but we don't know what it is. We speak boldly about it, but we have never experienced it. A man who begins to understand and experience the cross is ready to come into the fullness of what Christianity is all about. If I ask you what is the cross, you'll be amazed that most of us are Christians, but we don't know. Do you see what the Bible said? In Hosea 4 verse 6, it says, "My people are perished. They are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." He didn't say they are destroyed because God is not powerful. He didn't say they are destroyed because God have not provided for them. He said they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Every time Paul prayed for the church, Paul prayed that understanding be granted the church. Because what gives you authority in this kingdom is understanding. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, he said, "I bow my knees and pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom." The word wisdom used in that scripture is the word sophia. And revelation. The word revelation is the word apocalypse. It means the unveiling. Because it is sealed from a lot of people. He said that the eyes of your understanding may be illuminated, enlightened. The word is fortizo. Until you come to a point where you understand the tenets of Christianity, you will practice religion for a long time. You will have titles, but you will be a slave in the hand of the devil. And you may not know the implication until that hour when you are supposed to breathe your last. That's when you will discover that you wasted your time. In the course of this meeting, we are going to take an oath to embark on the journey of self-discovery. So that every one of us will confront what our weaknesses are. If your weakness is immorality, you will confront it from this conference. So that we come into a revelation, an understanding of who you are in God and the things that are available to you to give you the ability to live above sin. If your crisis is a health challenge, you are going to fight it by revelation from this conference, knowing the things that are available to you freely and engaging it. so that you will tell yourself that this God I talk about, I was not told about it. I have experienced it. That's when you will become a witness. Jesus sent us into the world to be witnesses, to be proof that the things that were said were true. John said that things that were beforehand, that we heard of, we looked at, and we handled of the word of life. He said that is what we come to commit to you. So if a man only have heard about the gospel, he doesn't have the power to demonstrate it. Until you come to a point where you handle it. Do you know what it means to handle? It means to experience. So if you have not experienced healing, you cannot witness to healing. If you have not experienced righteousness and holiness, you cannot manifest it. Because your gospel is not first of all preached by your words. It is preached by your life. And it can only be preached by your life when you have understood and laid hold on the revelation of the gospel. Many are oblivious. We recite things from catechisms. We recite stories that we hear men of God preach because they are mighty men, but we don't have experience. This conference will be a journey into the experience of God. Many of you have heard stories about angels all your life. You can even go and argue somewhere and say, angels are real. When they say, are you sure? You say, it's in the Bible. The day they put a gun on your head like this, you will begin to deny 5 times that you ever said it. But anything you have experienced, even if they kill you, you can't deny it. So the goal is to bring us into experience. Tonight we'll be praying that the Lord will prepare our hearts. The Lord will prepare our hearts. Because many of us think we know, but we know nothing. The proof that you have known something in the spirit is that you become that which you know. The proof that you have known the power of God is that you can demonstrate it. Quit this pride of doctrine. Quit this pride of cramming scriptures and trying to impress people. The proof that you know is that that knowledge transforms you. That degree of your transformation is the proof of the knowledge you have about the things of God. If you have seen the Lord, if you have experienced the Lord, the Bible said you will become like Him. He said, if we see Him, we shall become like Him. Anything you see, the word sees, the word perceive. Anything you perceive in the spirit, you become a proof of that dimension. If you look at your life will reveal to you the level of your ignorance. You can quote a lot of scripture. It doesn't mean you are spiritually educated. If you want to know the degree of your spiritual education, x-ray your life. If you think you know healing, check your life. If you think you know righteousness, check your life. Anything you are still a slave of, you have not known it. And many of us don't know so much. In the course of this conference, we will journey into self-discovery. We will journey into the experience of God. I came to a point where I discovered that people, even men, don't look for what you can say. They look for what you can demonstrate. If a man comes to you and he said he wants to start a business, he doesn't care how many business ideas you know. What he's looking for is capital. If you don't have capital, you may be a professor of economics. He will not ask you. He will go and ask his uncle that is a millionaire. Because he doesn't care what you know. He cares what you can manifest. That's men. How about spirits? Jesus said that prince of this world cometh to me and findeth nothing. He didn't come to challenge the teaching of Jesus. He came to challenge the life of Jesus. And every day, we are being challenged by the princes of this world. On this campus, many of you have fallen in many places because the prince of this world came to find out what you know. And your response was a sign that you didn't know much. Our burden is, I just don't want to drift into the temptation of opening any layer. We'll just pray tonight. I pray tomorrow the people who will come are people who want to know God, who are ready for serious business. Because we'll be talking hard matters. We'll be talking strong meat. Not for babes who are only interested in what God can give them. We are going to be talking to people who want to know God and demonstrate His dimensions. Men who will stand in their hostels, and in the hostel they will become a pillar of fire. The reason the people who sit around you are comfortable is because you don't have the witness. You talk Bible, you wear clothes every Sunday, you go to church, but your roommates come back to gist you what happened in the club. There's no fire. John the Baptist didn't preach any doctrine, but Jesus came. He said he's the greatest of all the prophets. He said he was a burning and he was a shining light. You couldn't bear seeing around John the Baptist. The fire that was raging from his life will convict you. The Pharisees came to him. He said, look at you. You are brood of vipers. The man feared nobody. Herod the tetrarch took his brother's wife and he came to him. He said, you have sinned. It doesn't matter if you are a king. What is raging from me will never cause me to be quiet in the face of sin. That's a man that has a knowledge. What do you know about God? You say you know the power of God, and everybody in your family is either afflicted with sickness, or the devil stops them from marrying, or every kind of limitation. Your brother graduated for 5 years, he doesn't have a job. How dare you talk about the power of God? You don't know the power of God. What you need to do is to cry and ask God to reveal to you His power. How dare you talk about righteousness when every day you are living in sin? Who told you you know the doctrine of righteousness? Righteousness is a light. All He did for them was to open their understanding. Most of us, we think, listen, most of us think we can disciple other people because we came to church before them. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Most of us think people can disciple us because they were in the church before we came. Look at the life of people. Their life is a proof of what they know. Forget about what people are saying. Check them out. Because that's how spirits check men. They check their lives. If somebody's life is not in conformity, it has nothing to teach you. Never go to a man to teach you prayer if he can't pray. If you want to learn prayer, see the man who is praying. That's the man that knows prayer. There's a knowledge he has that gives him the ability to pray. When he's teaching you, hear me, sir, hear me. When we talk spirit, we are not just talking to people's head. Ezekiel said, as he spoke to me, the spirit entered into me. When you hear truth, truth has the capacity to make you become. That's why you don't go to the man that read it. You go to the man that manifests it. Because if he manifests it, he knows it. And when he's teaching you, what makes him able to do what he's doing will also be imparted. Paul said, we love you, so we did not only teach you the gospel, we imparted the substance of our soul. Go ahead and cry that the Lord will open the eyes of your understanding. That's the crisis of many people. They don't understand anything. Everything they know is a story that somebody told them. They only know stories. They have no understanding.
Sariana taparatas kibras, rakidis capris alabas, brinda caris cabeles, varianda sila sidis, gadadadidas, vorobuns osanza likiparga de dias, cleriki viscamos travanis kabar, raita tai aliso frenanis, pariko preskivas, 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 zatita rapanaska. Raglevinas, Cabandre, Clerobobles, Cabilas, Ligdi, Gavigda, Dagadide, Zanoski, Pregda, Vila, Cavos, Rabandre, Digra, Dagapos. Hey! Hey! Ini Rakibomes, Pairino, Marina, Cobrea, Simbranaha, Yabila, Hubila, Amundren, Kaliatinas, Ziti, Gaves, Kadesh. Barite minocali a finataina manuna, angra tetere parianda toroa, coru clada varas, riga da 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 das, cada da da das, cada da da das, Hey! 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 That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Hey! Hey!
You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Listen, listen, listen. Some of you, listen, listen. Some of you don't understand the place of understanding. You may think you go and lie in front of God and cry. And because you cry, God will do something. You are in trouble. Because God will do nothing. You know why? Everything he needs to do, he has done in Jesus. Your only ability of taking hold is the degree of your revelation of Jesus. He said in 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, he said, according as his divine power. That means everything that makes him God, he put it together. He said, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things. He said, but your apprehension is through the knowledge, through the epignosis of Christ. That's why any area you have understanding is no longer a prayer point. Check your life. The things you understand, do you still pray about them? The moment you have understanding, you have authority. That's the cure to your crisis. Can you pray and ask the Lord to open the eyes of your understanding? This is where true Christianity begins from.
Listen. In Jesus' name. I just saw a flash, a quick flash in the spirit. And there's somebody the Lord wants to put authority on now by understanding. There's a mystery in your family that many have been praying about. There is no solution. God wants to bring an understanding. The vision I saw a white dress on this person. I will just pray now for God to release that energy, that vote of light into that person. Holy Spirit.
Elohim, Elohim Adonai.
Holy Spirit.
Lord, where is the one you are granting understanding? In the name of Jesus, I ask that life, that ability, that light, enter into this vessel. Touch. In Jesus' name.
Let's calm down. Today is not a day of so much energy. Sometimes it's important to know what the Holy Ghost is doing. Just lift your hands. The person God wants to release light into his vessel. Let the person receive it. So that we are not carried away by the prayer. Father, in this quiet, can we be quiet now? Okay, stop the keyboard. It's as if we respond so much to sound here. Just stop the keyboard. God wants to grant somebody insight
into a mystery that's at work in his family. And I want the person to receive it. Help the sister. We thank God for what the Lord is doing. Lord, where is the person that you are bringing into revelation and truth? From the left of this hall to the right, from the front to the back, as I stretch my hand now, Lord, I ask, release that measure upon that one. Release that measure upon that one. Release that measure upon that one. Holy Ghost, touch that person. Let light be released. 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 I saw the vision of somebody in white. Let light be released. I release it. I release it. I release fire. I release fire. Fire, fire. Thank you, Jesus. Let light be released. Touch. 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 Like fire. Like the rain. Let your glory fall. Like fire. Like the rain. Let it fall. Like fire. Like the rain. Let the rain fall. Like fire. Like the rain. Let it fall. Listen, listen. There's a young lady on black. Listen. There's a young lady on black. I'm seeing a black top. Not very tall. Slim. The Lord wants to activate angelic ministry in your life. Because, listen, you've been hearing stuff, but you don't know what it is. It's a ministry of angels that God is bringing to angel. And Lord Jesus, precious Lord Jesus, precious Lord Jesus, as I stretch my hand, I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. Enter in the name of Jesus. Enter. 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 Berereshete. Let your glory fall.
Let your glory
fall. Angelic, angelic, angelic. Let the word, let the word, let the word, let the word come on. The word, word, the word.
Fire, fire. Let your glory fall.
Last thing I'm doing now. There are lumps. Okay, that's the lady on black. Glory to God. There are, listen, listen. There is about to be a dematerialization of growth. Dematerialization. Somebody go back home and check and discover that lumps have dematerialized from your breast. They are just vanished. They are gone. It's a crisis. But the plague is about to end. You don't need to. Just go home. Be amazed. Tell the leadership. When you come back tomorrow, let your glory fall. As we sing this song, love. Love the
fire,
atmosphere.
every irregular growth in the body. I command you right now. I command you right now. Dematerialize in the name of Jesus. Dissolve and vanish in the name of Jesus. There shall be a testimony to the glory of the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen. Tomorrow, the Holy Ghost is going to be helping us. Tomorrow, I will teach you something that will make you to begin to rule in the areas of your deficiencies. See, I don't need keyboard, I don't need sound to move in power. There is something I know. I command it at will. It's a knowledge. There is a knowledge the Lord will give you that you will perpetually rule in the area of your calling. It's a mystery. Many don't understand it. Tomorrow I will be giving you keys that will bring you into realms of dominion. And next tomorrow, we'll be imparting gifts and graces of the Spirit. Listen, you don't need to go through what your father went through. What your father went through is a function of his choices and his level of understanding. You are not destined to go through what your father went through because you don't know what your father knows. Neither does he know what you know. Some of us, our parents are not even known in our state. In our state, they are not known. But we will be known in nations of the world. Because their limitations are not our limitations. It's a function of understanding. And the Lord Jesus will be helping us tomorrow. God bless.